Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let me see if I can get her something else.
Everybody, God bless you. This is Apostle Crystal Lee. It is Friday night, and it is Faith for Family. Glad to be here with you tonight. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing, and I'm excited about this topic particularly because I believe that it's a well-needed topic. It's much needed. I mean, you know, some of us have to go through the things that we go through in order to be able to talk to you about it, and so that's what we're going to do tonight. We're still on the topic. What is our topic tonight? Lord Jesus, sex and context. We're in part three, and that's why, the counselor, she's not on the line. She's just holding her head every time. it is what it is, Mother. It is what it is. But I got her in the car with me, so if I need to hold her hostage, I got her here. You hear giggling in the back? I got her here. So if we got to force her to say some stuff tonight, we can absolutely do that. All right? Absolutely. Sex and Context Part 3. And the subject tonight or the topic tonight is It Ain't Worth It. It really ain't worth it. I want to talk to you about some things tonight that I believe is going to transition you. And I'm looking at these apple trees over here, and they're just looking beautiful here. You got to be careful about where you're picking at. Since we're talking about sex and context, we got to be careful where you're picking at because you might get you a poison apple. Anyway, we're going to talk about sex and context tonight, and we're going to be talking about It Ain't Worth It. I think it's an amazing topic, and I think it's much needed. So that's what we're going to talk about. Let me get to my notes here because I want to jump right in. Want to jump right in. Again, it's Faith for Family, so if you hear noise in the background, it is what it is. A lot of times on Friday nights, I'm hanging out with my family. I just ganked this toy from my granddaughter that was in the back singing all kind of music and gave her something that was quiet. So she let me do that, so we're moving forward. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for this time that you've given us, this time about family, and we are about that life. Those of us who belong to you, those of us who love you, we want to be about that life, the same life that you were about, the same life that you gave your son to be about. He was about kingdom business. And so that's what we want to be about. And we know that family's included in that because from the beginning, that's what you designed. You designed family. And there was a blessing that you wanted to perpetuate through the generations. And we're raising our hands tonight to say that we receive it and we want to do it your way. We haven't known all the time how it should have been done because we didn't get the right instructions. But use my mouth tonight. Touch my mind tonight so that I can perceive and hear the words that are being given to me, that are being downloaded to me, so that I will be able to release the things that you're giving me to release to your people tonight that will change their lives, take them in a whole nother direction. Father, we repent tonight in this season of festivals, your festivals, Yom Kippur tonight, the time of atonement, the season of atonement, the festival of atonement. We thank you for the blood that was shed and for the position that that blood put us in. It's still speaking on our behalf today, and it's how we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So tonight I've got a testimony to share, and I'm going to share with your people, and I pray that they overcome as I have in this area in the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Listen, tonight we want to talk about It's Not Worth It. Now, you know, it's nothing worse than being misquoted you know. And I think the only thing worse than being misquoted, outright misquoted, is to be taken out of context or giving your words back out of context. You know, that's what the media does. All kinds of levels of media do that. They take sound bites out of what people say. And then when you take that sound bite out of what's been said and it's not in its context, it's misconstrued, it's misunderstood, it's not even what I said anymore, it's something completely different. And so context is everything. We've been talking about sex in context, and the context of a thing provides the right content, and you can get the right understanding. If the content that is provided is taken out of context, then the understanding is not clear. And I believe that as a body of believers, because this thing has not been taught, because we've not been instructed, we've picked up the ways of the world, we've conformed to the ways of the world, and the Bible has declared to us to come out of her. The Bible has declared to us not to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And all of that's intentionality. That has to be done from an intentional place. But we have to, first of all, know that the way that we're going is the wrong direction. And the Bible declares this: how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they've been sent? There's something that needs to be heard, and there's someone that's sent to say it to you. And so tonight, I'm going to be that person that's sent to say some things to you. And I want to talk to you about the value. There's a beautiful concept in understanding the value, the worth, and the use of a thing. Anything that's taken out of its proper use is misused. It's abused, okay? And the reason why I'm saying this is because there was a situation at the house that brought me to this conclusion about some things. And I said, you know what, tonight, that's a good context for some of the things I'm going to be talking about tonight. I have grandsons. And when their mother is in the kitchen, a lot of times they're standing up on chairs at the sink. They're playing in the dishwater and a bunch of stuff. But they're oftentimes picking up the dishwashing liquid and pouring it into individual cups. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a concept. They're just pouring it out. They don't have a concept for the value of that dishwashing liquid. They didn't have money to buy it. They don't understand the worth of it. And they absolutely have a very vague concept of the use of it. The only concept that they have about the use of it is that it goes in the water or it goes in here. But they don't really, they can't really wrap their heads around, this is a cleaning utensil, this costs money, you only need this amount to wash the dishes, because they're not really washing the dishes. At that point, they're just playing. And a lot of us have had those seasons of our life where we were just playing. Even when we thought we were serious, we were just playing. We were really fondling our future because we did not understand the context of who we were in that season. We didn't understand our content and how it fit, you know, in the seasons we were living in. And I'm big on understanding how to maximize the systems of every season. That is so important. I don't care where you are in life. You got to learn to maximize the system of that season. If you're single today, you're single for a reason. It's a place that God has called you to, and you have to learn how to maximize the system of singleness. If you're married today, you have to learn how to maximize the system of marriage. Understand what that looks like, what that means, what the kingdom definition of that is, and how it's supposed to operate. There is a mechanism for everything that God has designed. And when we start going outside of the mechanism, when we start operating outside of the design of God, then we're operating from a place that is going to potentially cause us death. You know, I posted this up on Facebook. I believe it was yesterday. It might have been, yesterday. And my statement was this, that it's not, you know, it's everything is not a demonic attack. Some destruction is just simply a lack of knowledge. You know, some of the things that we've endured, you know, it really wasn't the enemies attacking us. Some of it was just, we just lacked the knowledge, and the enemy just took an opportunity. Pray on that. I can say that of a surety, because the season that I'm in, I'm not really interested and compromise. I'm really not. I shared this on my Periscope page last year. I had a person, actually this man was my first fiance in my whole life. He was my first fiance. And he came into town, and he asked if I was going to come see him. And I, no problem. I mean, we go way back. You know what I'm saying? We go back to our teenage years. So of course I'm going to come see you. We are friends until the end of time. No, we're not together, but we're friends to the end of time. And at the end of the day, there were some things that he had on his mind that I absolutely did not have on mine. Now, we're in a closed area, and I trust him because I know he's not going to do anything to hurt me or harm me. But he had some things on his mind that I did not have on my mind. And he's trying to figure out why I'm not moved by anything that he's trying to, any move that he's, I'm not moved by this. And I'm like, I'm going to need you to knock it off. Just cut it out. Why? Because I've been convinced, because of the information that I have in this season, that that's not the way to go, that it's not worth it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? In that season of my life, I was in such a place with God. I was in a place that I had never been before. I was just coming out of another relationship that really had me curled up in a ball. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I was in a place in that season, and I keep saying this because this is my mantra in this season. I'm thankful for everything that God took from me and everybody that God took out of my life. I'm also thankful for the things that he would not let me have in this season, the things that he kept away from me. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for that because he knows the way that I take. He knows how I'm wired. He knows what I need. And he will not allow us to be tempted above that which we are able to stand. Are you listening to what I'm saying? But he will, with all of that, make a way of escape. You know what people like to leave off when we say that? We love that verse. But the way of escape is to flee idolatry. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm going to repeat it again. Flee idolatry. I'm going to say it one more time because three times is just an amazing thing. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. I want you to remember this for the rest of your life. He said, listen, I'm not going to allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, a way of escape. And I want to introduce this way of escape that many people have not introduced to you. The way of escape is that you flee idolatry. What is idolatry? It's the thing that you exalt above God. It's the thing that you went another way to get. It was outside of the plan of God, outside of the will of God. It was not God sanctioning it and saying, this is me. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And so this is important that we understand that. So they're just pouring out the dishwashing liquid. They're not having any understanding, any clue as to how things are used, no value or anything. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So this is important that the thing that I've determined in my life is this as a leader. I'm not going to become a castaway giving you all of the information for you to succeed. And listen, this is how I wrote it. I'm not going to become a castaway while you succeed off the words God gives me to feed off of first. Are you hearing me? I'm first at the table. When I give you these words, I'm first at the table. Even if I'm not in that place in that season, God is giving me what I need to sustain me in another season. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So this is valuable information that you need to take serious. You need to take this stuff serious. I've been through some things. I've been to some places. I'm qualified to tell you these things, and I'm not biting my tongue because I want to see you succeed. God's desire for your life is that you succeed. But there are some things that are just not worth it. Are you hearing me? There are some things that are just not worth it. I'm bombarded in this season with prophetic words. Seriously. I am not the kind of person that people prophesy to randomly. I'm not that person. I've never been that person. People never prophesy to me randomly. I can go places people might feel some kind of way and want to say something to me. They won't. People don't just, because I'm not open like that. I'm just as closed in that area as I am relationally. I don't make myself. There are people that literally think I'm married today because I don't carry myself like a single woman. I don't carry myself like I'm single. So because I don't make myself available in that area and I walk like I'm open, people don't approach me in that. They have to ask questions like, are you married? You know what I'm saying? They ask questions. Cannot prophesy to you. They don't. But in this season, it's like the Holy Spirit is just sending a prophet after the next prophet, prophet after the next prophet, to confirm who I am in this season, because this is how this thing works. I'm going to share it with you. And I want to get to it's not worth it again. This is how this works. What happens is God will express to you who you are. He will validate who you are after he's expressed it. I'm going to give you the order of this. You know, Jesus found himself in the scriptures. He understood who he was. After he began to understand who he was, now he's being validated. He's at the water. His cousin John is baptizing him. The clouds open, and God says, you're my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. He says it in front of people. So now I'm in this season where I've been validated. People are saying it from all over the world. They're giving me credentials. They're saying, this is who you are. These are people that I don't know. They're qualifying me. They're saying, no. This is who you are. This is how you need to move in this season. This is what you need to do. He's sending me family members that I didn't know before. I got brothers now in this season that I didn't have before. Wow, look at these birds. This happens every time that I'm getting ready to release something that's really powerful, that's life-changing. I see just a slew of birds flying over the car. Anyway, and all on lines and everywhere. They're just everywhere. And so anyway, you're first given the understanding of who you are. There's a revelation. There's a realization. I call it a discovery. And we're on that spiritual detox thing on Periscope. So if you haven't joined me at Apostle Crystal Lee, join me there. You'll enjoy it. It'll change your life. So the discovery process happens first. And then you've got to begin to develop this thing that God has deposited in you. You've got to develop who you are. Are you hearing me? So he gives him this validation and says, this is who you are. But after you realize who you are, you've discovered, and now you're developing the thing, this is the place that the enemy wants to come in, and he wants to contaminate the development. There is a spirit, there is a devil that loves to aggravate babies in the womb. I'm telling you right now, that spirit likes to kill children. It likes to antagonize the womb. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And it's the same mindset of their father, the devil, because this is how he operates. Adam was in that garden by himself all that time. The devil had already been cast out. It wasn't no after the fact. But he didn't say nothing to anybody until the womb of man shows up, until there's a possibility for something to be multiplied, until there's a possibility of something to flourish and some fruiting to happen. Now he wants to talk about something. Now he got a conversation that he wants to have, because he's not after mankind. He's after manifestation. And so you're in this stage now where you're recognizing who you are and you're getting a glimpse of your future. And so now the enemy comes because he's saying, nope, this is how it works with the Father dealing with the Son. The Son is sent into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost. He's got to be tempted. He's sent into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost to be tempted of the devil. He's fasting 40 days, 40 nights. He's being tempted. Why? So that you can overcome your temptation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that you can see how this thing operates. Now, what's your answer to the temptation? First of all, it's fleeing idolatry. But secondarily, you're going to need to know the word. You're going to need to know the word, because the answer, the response that the master had in his wilderness experience, because the wilderness is not a negative place. Your temptation is not a negative place, because you are not messed up until you're drawn away of your own lust and enticed. So you put your guard down and say, I'm going to go with this. You got to be able to put your foot down and say, you know what? That's tempting. It sounds great. But I've got something in front of me that's more important to me. The Bible declares that for the joy that was set before the master, he endured the death of the cross. You've got to endure the death of your flesh in this season, because there's got to be a greater joy in front of you to just keep going, to keep staying the course, to stay in the race, to say, you know what, I'm not going to put down, I'm not going to put out, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to stand right here because God has promised me some things, and it's just not worth it. If you really understood how close you were to victory, if you really understood how close you were to the overcome, then if you really understood how close you were to the promise, you would say with everything in you, I just got a few more days. Nope, I just got a few more hours. Nope, I just got one more month. I can endure this thing. And when I get to the other side of this thing, that's where the promise is. That wilderness experience is not negative, but you got to recognize that the compromise is just not worth it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So you got to understand, I had people that were calling me and having dreams. I had people, just out of nowhere, people were calling me and saying things to me about my future. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. Like, really? Like, no, you had a dream like last night for real? Okay. And so you got to understand, you got to allow patience to have her perfect work. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to ask for patience. You just want to allow patience to have her perfect work, because you're going to be put in situations where you're just going to have to be patient. There will be things that happen in your life that you feel like you got a handle on. You feel like you know what direction is going, and then it'll start doing something else, and you're like, I don't even know what this is. I don't even have a definition for this. What is this? And, you know, you're just confused. You're like, okay, this was going this way. I don't know what this is. I don't know where it's going right now. But you just got to be patient, and you got to stay in the presence of the Lord. If you stay patient and you stay in the presence of the Lord, this is what the Bible declares. This is the promise of God over your life. If you allow patience to have her perfect work, you'll be entire. You understand what I'm saying? You'll be complete. You'll be lacking no good thing, wanting nothing. You will not be in the category of want. So you ain't got to be thirsty. You ain't got to be hungry. You ain't got to be none of that. Just sit back and allow patience to work on you. Let it work in you so it can work through you. And it's going to put you in a position of nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because the scenarios that are presenting themselves in this season is simply the enemy letting you know who you really are. If you were not worth anything, he would not have to antagonize you. If there was no value in you, he would not be coming for you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He is literally jealous of who you are. He's jealous, and so he wants to put you on his level. You are above him. You are over him. You're not on his level. It's like talking to a six-year-old child. Why would I argue, 48-year-old woman, I'm not 48 yet, I'm 47. Why would I argue as a 47-year-old woman with any of my grandchildren? They're not on my level. That's how we do when we argue with the devil. I'm not arguing with no devil. I'm not going back and forth with no devil. He's not on my level. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I've got to keep him in the place that he's in. And when he got kicked out, he wasn't kicked out to come here and chill and relax. He was kicked out to be a captive in my life. He was kicked out to be a prisoner to my victory. Out to be a prisoner to the glory of God that's on me. Are you hearing me? As a manifesting son. So you need to get this tonight. God desires to use you in uncommon ways. He desires to release some mysteries to you that are not just for you, but for your family. The Bible declares this, that the mysteries belong to God, but the things that he releases unto us, they're for us and our children. There are some things that your families have to overcome in this season, and you're the catalyst to that overcome. You are the link to that overcoming. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You are the chain that's going to absolutely connect everything. Their victory is locked up in you in this season, and so you've got to be dependable. You've got to stay the course. You cannot put out. You cannot give up. You cannot give in this season because their victory is in your hands. So I need you to hear this. Two scenarios I'm going to give you tonight. I want you to go read it because I probably don't have time to read it all to you. I want you to look at Samson and Delilah's situation. Go find it. Be like the Bereans tonight. I'm not going to give you the passages tonight. Look up Joseph and Potiphar's wife. Go look that up. I'm going to tell you that's in Genesis. But go look it up. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Look at those scenarios. When you look at Samson and Delilah, you look at Samson, he's created this appetite. He's gone through some things. He's lost his wife, and the reason that he lost his wife, you'll find all of that out when you read it. But now he's in a place. He's in this place, and now he's just searching for stuff. He's seeking out stuff. First of all, it started with the one woman that he saw that he wanted her, and he goes into her, and he has sex with her and all of this, right? And then he gets in another situation, so it's just progressively. I'm going to tell you something. Error is not a one-time thing. It's a pattern. Are you hearing? It's a pattern that the enemy is setting up in your life. So while you're thinking, oh, this is just, say it again, mama, it creates a habit. Your disciplines, the things that you eat, the diet that you possess, it creates habits that create cycles in your life. Are you hearing me? I had to make notice of some cycles just some years ago, and I even noticed how the enemy desired to try to make that cycle happen again, and I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not going down that road. I'm not going that route this time. That's not the route for me. That's not my path. That's not what God has called me to. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have to put your foot down. Samson didn't put his foot down. So much was invested in him. He was a man of great strength. He was just slaying people. He was getting rid of these people as the Father had given him to get rid of these different nations. He was getting rid of them left and right. You could find this in Judges. Okay, I have mercy on you. Go look it up. All right. The Holy Spirit told me to have mercy. It's in Judges, so go look it up. So anyway, he had this ability and this strength, but all of the strength that he had, it was based on some things. It was predicated on some things that he possessed. Now, when he got in this position with Delilah, and I've warned you guys before, I haven't said it in a long time, but there are three spirits you're going to have to be really careful of in this season. That's the spirit of Jezebel, the spirit of Athaliah, who is her daughter, and the spirit of Delilah. What's the spirit of Jezebel? She wants to slay the prophet. She does not want the prophetic word to go forth. She wants to antagonize prophecy. She wants to antagonize and kill prophetic people. Are you hearing me? Athaliah is the same way. She's just on another level. She's just her mother on steroids. Are you hearing me? She'll go as far to kill her own family members to make sure that nobody ascends to the throne. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Nobody gets to ascend. She wants to hold you down, and she wants to suffocate you. Are you hearing me? But Delilah, with her cunning, with her craftiness, all of these are the same spirit. They're just operating on different platforms. Their purpose is to stop you. Their purpose is to annihilate you. Their purpose is to make sure that your purpose is not fulfilled. Are you hearing me? That your life expectancy is cut off, that your family is murdered. Are you hearing me? Spirits, Delilah with her subtleties, she comes on the scene, and he's so caught up. His head is so far up his butt at this point because he's had so much going on. Now, I'm telling you, error is not a one-time thing. It's a path. So once you get on this path, unless you recognize you're on this path, you just keep going. You just keep going because now it's not just about what God is saying. It's about what you want. And I told somebody I love really dearly, it's got to be about more than what we want. It's got to be about what he wants. And if we're not doing what he wants, then we're going to be looking over our shoulder the whole time. How are we going to accomplish anything in the kingdom? How are we going to do any work of God? How are we going to do the things that God has individually called us to do if we're looking over our shoulder? That's what the enemy wants. He wants us to be looking over our shoulder, trying to figure out, oh, when is this going to get uncovered? Oh, when is this going to happen? Ain't nobody got time for this in that season. I don't have time for that. You hear what I'm saying? Ain't nobody got time to be looking over their shoulder while they're slaying devils, slaying giants. All I got time for is to put this rock in this slingshot and run towards this devil. That's what I got time for. Are you hearing me? I told you I was with family, so, you know, just be merciful. It's safe for family. That's what we're doing. Hallelujah. So I don't have time for all of that. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So it's important that you understand the subtleties of your adversary in this season. Your unhealthy appetite provides opportunities for the adversary. Your unhealthy appetite is going to provide opportunities. Hey, Uncle D, Uncle Doctor. Your unhealthy appetite is going to provide opportunities for your adversary. Are you hearing me? You got to remember this tonight. I need you to remember this tonight. I'm going to turn you loose early. I'm not going to even stay on any much longer. I just wanted to come to you to tell you tonight that whatever it was, whatever is on your mind, whatever direction you were going in, this is the hour. This is the time. It's been the hour of repentance, since the 21st and the 23rd, not that you can't repent any other time, but it's one of the set times of God for him to really be in the mood to say, I you know what, I'm good with that. Let that pass. We're good. But we're right now in the season. The sun is going down. This is the Festival of Atonement. This is Yom Kippur. Listen to me. There was blood shed for your situation. There was blood shed for you to be free. There was blood shed for you not to be a captive to your situation. And so tonight I need you to focus on the things that God has already done. I need you to just look back. If you just look back over your life at the places that he's brought you from, at the things that he's brought you through, at the sacrifices that were made, at the deliverance that were given to you already, then it'll put you in a position where you understand he loved you first. And with loving kindness, he drew you even when you was messed up, even when you were in your mess. He picked you up, absolutely, chasing us down. He picked you up. You were wiggling in your own blood, the Bible declares. He said, I saw you. You were naked. You were unclothed. You were covered in your own blood, and I picked you up, and I washed you, and I cleaned you, and I clothed you. Listen to me tonight. The God that you serve loves you so immensely. There are thoughts on his mind that are just innumerable about you, and they're all good thoughts. Thoughts of good and not of evil towards you. He wants to give you an expected end. Listen, I keep saying this word, and I gotta keep repeating it because it's good to me. Listen, God is not about being, he's not about saying no to you. I know that's gonna mess up some people's theology. He's not about no. What he's doing in taking some things out of your life, taking some people away from you, not allowing you to have things, it's not about his no. It's about him getting you to his yeses and his amens in your life. He wants you to understand that with maturity comes some responsibility. And once you understand what he's doing, once you understand the purpose and the reason why you've been chastised, once you understand the reason why things and people were taken, you understand it as this is about God showing me his yes and amen, positioning me for the things that he has desired for me before I was even formed. He desires the God kind of life for you. I know you're familiar with Zoe, Z-O-E. That's the word for the God kind of life. He desires his kind of life for you. What is his kind of life? He lives above principalities and powers. He has authority over those things. He lives above all of that. All of that's beneath him. Everything that's not about the way that he wants it done, everything that's not about his kingdom way and his kingdom focus is beneath him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He wants you to understand that you're seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, and over all the power of the wicked one. Listen, the Bible declares this, that if you resist the devil, he'll flee. He doesn't even have a leg to stand on in your life unless you give him one. Are you hearing me? He does not have a leg to stand on in your life unless you give him one. I want to declare something to you that just might blow your mind. The adversary has been given the title of the accuser of the brethren. Are you hearing me? That's been his long-running title for a long time, but if you read Revelation chapter 12, you'll recognize that even the season of his accusation comes to an end. He's absolutely been fired as of the 23rd of this month. He was fired even from that position. He's been fired from two positions. Would you fire him today from your life? Because the only way that he has operation at this point, not because he can accuse you, it's just because you give him the keys. It's what Adam did in the garden. He had complete and total dominion over the earth. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And he hands a prisoner the keys to the prison. Are you hearing me? Then that prisoner makes him a captive in the very place that God made him a ruler. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I love you tonight. God bless you. If you have not joined me on Periscope and on Facebook, do that at Apostle Crystal Lee. If you need to get in touch with me, KingdomAmbassadors247@gmail.com. Listen, we're about to open up the gates for you, and we're going to allow you to come into alignment with us in this season because God's got great things for us, and we want to align with you to make sure that you accomplish everything that God has for you. We're going to be training. We're going to be training you for reigning in this season, and we're excited to be connected, divinely connected in this season to whomever God desires to connect us. I thank God for all the listenership tonight. I don't have you in front of me, but you're listening from all over the place, and we thank God for you. We want to connect with you. Email me today and let me know what your purpose and what your plans are for what God is speaking to you about bringing the kingdom to your region. We love you tonight. God bless you. Till the next time we see you, you are blessed, and don't forget it. God bless you.